For years and years now, some people have told me that my music and my art is too negative. Why don't you say anything nice? Why do you always write and complain about stuff? All you talk about are problems. You never offer any solutions. Well, I think pointing out and illustrating a problem for all to see is the first step to alerting people what's going on and then finding a solution. So I think it's a very positive thing to do. But I do have some more novel ideas on how to make a better world. I have a dream that thrift stores and record stores be open 24 hours. That my music be mandatory in all those uptight conservative chain stores where almost anything remotely cool is banned. And that it be broadcast over miniature golf courses everywhere. I dream that a hologram of the face of Lux Interior of the Cramps be inside every bowling ball in America. The teenagers everywhere spray minoxidil on their faces to grow werewolf hair and shock their families. That everyone be put on TV. When I was in Italy back in 81, there were 70 pirate TV stations in Rome alone. Why not here? Let the internet be the tip of the iceberg. So when people notice that ABC and CNN and McNeil Lehrer just might be lying again, they can broadcast their own news instead. I have a dream that some patriotic citizen will figure out a way to bring us lasting world peace by breaking into the Defense Department and intelligence computers and erasing everything they know. That all sides will rein in the arms race the easy way by not producing any more of the radioactive isotope tritium. According to Paul Leventhal of the Nuclear Control Institute, about 6% of the nuclear warheads in the world would automatically become obsolete each year, the rate at which tritium naturally decays. I dream that our billion-dollar NASA and Star Wars toys do something useful and retrieve and bring back to Earth all those corroding, obsolete Russian satellites and our own nuclear satellites, bring them back to Earth and take them apart before they break apart and crash and poison us all with radiation. I dream that downtown business and tourist facilities be taxed fairly to pay for all the transit and bus systems so that people who work and shop there can ride there for free. I dream that subway trains and walls be coated with rubbery Teflon with spray paint handed out on demand so that graffiti can be peeled off and hung on walls as murals or in galleries. After all, with music and news being so restricted these days, graffiti is the last frontier of free speech. I have a dream that we will all wake up one day and quit wasting so many paper plates, paper napkins, paper towels, paper and plastic bags, and do like they've done in Europe for years and years and bring cloth bags to the store instead. And that all of us, even lawyers, will recycle paper the easy way and write on the other side. And that all those patents for fuel-efficient and solar and electric cars that certain corporations have been buying up and sitting on be unsealed and put to use. For that matter, think of what we could save if our cars ran on urine. I dream not just of hemp farms, but energy farms, solar farms, windmill farms. Pollution-free energy is a far more honest living than being paid by the government not to grow corn. And if there must be a government, let's at least switch to a parliamentary system where several different parties can be spread out to all the edges instead of a one-party state masquerading as a two-party state. In a parliamentary system, if no party has a majority, they must form alliances by adopting some of the ideas from either extreme. And if that falls apart, the government dissolves and people get to vote again to choose a new one. Till then, not much will change. And we should limit these campaigns to a month or two before election day, like they do in England or Canada. Till then, no lying, wasting money, and boring us to death. And you've heard of Reagan and Clinton's call for a line item veto. How about line item taxation? Imagine the impact if we could all choose what percentage of our money went where. I'll bet you education and the environment would go straight up and the arms race would go straight down. I have a dream that the highest paid people in the land are the ones who have the most unpleasant and dangerous jobs. A coal miner way down in a 30-inch high tunnel crawling on hands and knees till the cartilage is gone, only to wind up dying of black lung, deserves a hell of a lot more money than some twit on Wall Street. I dream of the day when Stone Age fundamentalist religions no longer have the power to deprive the world of birth control. Or are at least called to account for all the wars they helped cause by encouraging overpopulation. And I'm very excited about this talk of a possible gene that may predetermine whether or not a person is gay. Now, biotech gene splicing can help us. If 1, 2, 3 generations of people all over the world were predisposed to be gay, hey, it's the most humane way I can think of to bring down the population of the earth. A hell of a lot more humane than disease, starvation, and war. There'd still be plenty of kids left to adopt, and if immigrant bashers panic because the kids ain't all white, so what? How could that fuck up the planet any worse than white people already have? And I dream of public schools that encourage actual learning and teaching instead of drill, 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 equation, equation, equation. Does diagramming sentences teach communication? Where's the real world preparation? Out there, not much is going to improve till we understand why different kinds of people want what they want and think the way they do. More theater exercises and interactions starting in kindergarten, kids acting out other people's roles, getting inside other people's minds might lead to a lot better understanding later on. Sure build better character than football. And how about real drug and sex education? Right now, for the most part, it's just people being talked down to. Don't fuck. Don't do drugs. Don't live. Don't have fun. Your reward shall be to turn out as boring as we are. But with real sex and real drugs in the classroom, people would pay attention. With an emphasis on sensitivity, two-way communication, why date rape and find 'em, feed 'em, fuck 'em, forget 'em will not bring lasting love and satisfaction. And imagine an elective class you could sign up for. Using drugs, level 1. For me, the healthiest approach to recreational drugs has been to do 'em a few times, feel the thrill, ride the high, learn what you can from 'em, and then move on. But that doesn't work for everybody. Guiding people through the first time or two so they know what it's like, the ups, the downs, how much is too much. Maybe somebody who starts drinking at 13 can get help before they're 40. Maybe people who know they've got problems, may have addictive personalities, can get help early so hardcore addiction and ODs later on won't keep killing my friends. And how about a mandatory class, on one of the most important things we're supposed to learn that ain't even taught in school at all. People go on and on about how children are the future, and we have to do this or that for the children. How better schools won't help unless there's better family life at home. So why is it we don't spend one goddamn dime teaching people how to raise kids? To teach real people to solve real problems in the real world. How much is a child going to eat? How much will it cost to feed and clothe and educate and just plain relate to someone depending on you 24 hours a day for 18 years or more? Will this responsibility cramp my lifestyle? Why not explore and find out in advance? Why not give future parents a class? We're told it's the hardest, most important job of all, and then we're all thrown into it completely unprepared. So the same mistakes happen again and again, and people do the same thing to their kids that they hated their parents for doing to them. Addicted to bad doctors, we do the wrong thing like we're told, when sometimes real answers lie right under our nose. I have a dream.